Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Plus Model Radio. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Wednesday, July 23rd. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're coming to you on a different day today. Monday's show was great. We had some great guests, Natasha from Peak Models Talent, Models and Talent, and Joy Nash. But the third interview with Michael Anthony from Torrid had a couple of technical difficulties, so we decided to do another show with him because we know how much you wanted to hear what he had to say, especially with Torrid's model search that's currently going on. If you didn't know about it, Torrid is currently holding a model search. You can go to Torrid.com to download the application, and all you have to do is mail in an application with the 8x10 photograph. The deadline is July 31st, so you have a couple of days left if you haven't already submitted. And, of course, if you're interested in being a Torrid model, we have the man today with the inside scoop, Michael Anthony. So if you're not sure who Michael Anthony is, Michael Anthony is a talented photographer whose work is viewed daily at one of our favorite clothing stores, Torrid. His work is colorful and lively, which matches his winning personality. Besides working for Torrid, this Los Angeles-based photographer also provides headshots, model portfolios, and commercial photography. So let's welcome Michael to the show.
Hi,
Michael,
Shanice.
Are you there?
I sure am. Can you hear me, Shanice?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear this
All
time.
All right. We finally got it going on. Oh, my goodness. I was so scared. I was like, oh, please let this phone work here.
Well, what happened to the phone last time?
Well, okay, here's my bonehead move. What I did was I had used a headset, you know, those Time Life Judy headsets. I used one for the first time on the phone here, and I plugged it in, but I didn't realize there was a separate headset button I had to push to activate the headset. So while I was able to hear you asking me the questions, apparently the microphone wasn't on.
Right.
So,
real.
It was a blank that day. So.
But that's all right. We're going to do it all over again. So.
Well, thank you for having me back, though.
Oh, thank you for coming back. So tell us, how did you get started as a photographer?
Okay, I started as a photographer. It's a running joke with my friends. I started getting into photography when I was working at the police department years ago. Mm-hmm. And when I worked at the police department, I was a records technician, and I was processing arrestees. So I was processing bookings. I was fingerprinting inmates and doing their mugshots.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back in those days, there was no such thing as digital photography. Everything was done on film. So I got intrigued by the whole aspect of just loading up a camera, you know, aiming and shooting, and it got to a point where I started even kind of goofing off with some of the inmates and having them pose for their mugshots.
What?
So, yeah, so it eventually became a hobby, which then led to a career, and the joke is with my friends is that I went from shooting mugshots to headshots.
Wow.
And for some of my clients, it seemed to be one and the same.
So, since you've become a professional photographer, how long have you been shooting for Torrid?
I got my start with Torrid back in 2004. For a lot of our long-term customers, they'll remember Torrid used to be kind of like the plus-size version of Hot Topic,
right,
as we are owned by Hot Topic Incorporated. And back in 2004, they were noticing that the trend was starting to change, and a number of our customers were starting to look at plus-size fashions. They wanted some young, hip clothing that was in their sizes. And so, you know, the great powers and minds at Torrid were like, well, you know, let's give it a try. Let's try a couple different styles. You know, we'll try to match what's out there in the fashion industry.
Mm-hmm.
And
Torrid, it just took off.
Yeah, Torrid came out with the pink, you know, the infamous pink.
Right.
And it just took off. I mean, sales... girls were just buying it up because there were no other options for dressing up young, dressing up hip, or keeping current with fashions other than Torrid.
Right, it was really an untapped market, and Torrid just took over.
It really was, and all it was about was that Torrid just wanted to really just accommodate the girls that were out there. And the girls that were out there, they spoke up, you know, they spoke up and they spoke up loud and said, hey, you know, it's not so bad being a girl. And, you know, it really took our customers away from having to dress in just jeans and T-shirts. And it just really, you know, Torrid effeminated the whole industry, and it's just taken off from there. The rest is history.
So what sets your photography apart from others?
I would say, you know, it's not so much the style, but it's the attitude behind the photography, I believe. You know, here in our studios at Torrid, and even in my private studio, when I'm shooting the girls, I'm really looking at the girls as girls. We don't look at the girls as being plus size or being specialty market or specialty industry. We see our customers and we see our models as girls. And, you know, girls want to be pretty. Girls want to look good. And that's what the whole point of our style of photography is about. It's about capturing the essence of that beauty of the everyday girl who is a Torrid diva.
When you say our style of photography, so you're not the only photographer for Torrid?
I am the primary photographer for Torrid.com
mm-hmm.
for the catalog, and we do have a second photographer named Chanel Renee. And
mm-hmm.
Chanel is known within the plus industry as well. And together we just bring our style together and incorporate it with the Torrid style and really capture the essence of our girls. And it's not about special angles, you know, to thin them out, and it's not about special angles to make them look more plus. We just really are about capturing the beauty that we see in the girls that we're working with.
So what has been the major accomplishments with your photography career so far?
The biggest accomplishment for me is the fact that I've been with Torrid this long. You know, because photography industry is always changing, but Torrid has really stood behind what we're doing here in our studio. And they really are very supportive, and that's what I love the most about it.
Is it rare for a photographer to have a steady gig that long?
It can be because you know photographers tend to move on, or they you know when styles change, when the industry changes, you know they have to change with it. But Torrid has been very successful at creating the style and making it available and fashion available for our girls who are in that 12 plus size range. And I think that's the greatest accomplishment is that we've made it more than just an industry as well. It's a family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we really make our models, we really make our customers a part of our family as we listen to what they're doing and we listen to what they want. And we try our best to accommodate, you know, everyone.
And as far as your accomplishments, while working with Torrid, you had the opportunity to photograph some celebrities.
Yes. You know, we've been fortunate enough to get some really, really cool fans, celebrity fans here with us, including Casey Stroh from High School Musical. We got Jordan Sparks, believe it or not.
Right.
We found Jordan Sparks at one of our model searches before American Idol got their hands on her.
She wasn't a professional plus model. She just won a Torrid model search.
She wandered into a Torrid model search in Arizona one year. And I was part of the team that saw her and said, you know, there's something about this little girl that is just captivating.
Wow.
She had a personality. She fit, you know, she was within our size range, you know, primarily, you know, that's important. But she just had this quality about her that you could not put down. And there was something about her that we just had to have her. And we approached her and we're like, you know, there's something about you that's just very unique. And
mm-hmm.
we brought her in. After half a year, we then found out that she could sing. And she had been hiding her talent. And we eventually found out that she was going to audition for American Idol.
Oh, okay.
And we stood behind her all the way through, and I remember when she was modeling for me, I remember one day telling her, I looked her straight in the eye and I said, you know what, Jordan? I think you're going to make it. There's
wow.
something about you that tells me you're going to make it.
And I
know lo and behold,
when American Idol was going on, I believe I saw bulletins you were sending out, like, vote for Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
One of our tour models.
Yeah, we had to show support because that's what we're all about, is really supporting all our girls. And then she won, and one day she came back for a visit, and I told her, I looked her in the eye, and I said, what did I tell you months ago? I told
right.
you you were going to make it. And it was emotional. She just broke down in tears, and it was just emotional. But we have her. We have Nikki Blonsky from Hairspray,
mm-hmm.
is one of our fans and stuff. We've got Mia Tyler just recently
mm-hmm.
did a shoot for us. Lakeisha Jones from American Idol as well.
Oh,
as,
she modeled for Tor?
Yeah, Lakeisha Jones modeled for Tor just before – it was after American Idol ended and just before she went on The Color Purple. And
oh, I didn't
she
know
came
that.
Through. Yeah, yeah. We in fact, Tor had sent me out to Houston, Texas one weekend just to shoot with her in
mm-hmm.
one of our gowns. I mean, it was like she was so supportive, and she just really rocked that shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we've got Haley Hasselhoff, who is David Hasselhoff's daughter, the Hoff's
mm-hmm.
daughter,
right.
and he's been very vocal and very supportive of Tor. I mean, they've shown up to our events and. They've cheered on our girls at the model searches, and he really embraced who our customer is.
Wow!
And of course, the Glamazons from America's
right.
Got Talent, and you know he showed them a lot of support as well during that time period. So, I mean, Tord has been graced with some very very good friends and some
right.
very dear fans, and we appreciate it greatly. And we just like I said, just like you saw in Jordan, we will always stand behind them.
So, like you discovered Jordan at a model search, when you look for toured models, do you generally use more agency models or freelance models?
Honestly, and I think we're one of the few companies out there that does this, I would say about 99.9% of our models are customers. I don't use too many agency girls.
And is that purposely?
It's purposely, and the reason being is we want to really capture the Tora Diva because we want our customers to represent our clothing to other customers.
Mm-hmm.
Because when other customers are shopping, they want to see, you know, they want to see a regular girl. They don't want to see some girl who's been fabricated or some girl who's from all over other, you know, sites or other companies. They really want to relate, and that's the whole point of it. We want our customers to know that. You know, these are girls just like you from stores, just like the stores you shop at, who are coming through and representing and modeling the clothing.
And so when you use freelance models, you've probably helped launch some modeling careers.
We actually have been fortunate enough to have launched some girls who were recruited by agencies such as Ford and Wilhelmina.
Really?
And Brand. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's amazing because they come in here and, they represent the clothing so well. These girls really put their heart into it. They have a passion for fashion, and that's what we're really looking for. And when they come through with that passion and they start modeling for us and they start shining real bright on the website, they get noticed because
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of agencies and there are a lot of industry professionals who do watch Tor.com's progression to see what we're going to come out with next.
Right, and they're also kind of ahead of the game by having tears to take to an agency because some agency girls need tears.
Exactly. I mean, the girls, that, you know, they come out of it with great portfolios and just really, really big opportunities for them to break into the fashion industry.
So do you think it's important for freelance models to present themselves in a professional way, just as an agency rep girl would?
Always. Because you got to figure, you're selling yourself.
Right.
And as a freelance model, you actually have to work harder than an agency model because an agency model will always have an agent pushing them. An agency
them
model
guidance.
Will always, exactly, they'll always have a rep who's going to be there letting them know how they should look. They'll always have a rep there to push that model to the clients. A freelance model has to work harder and has to have more determination and more drive. But
mm-hmm.
with that hard work comes great success because there are a number of freelance models out there who book more work as freelance models than some agency models would.
Yes, that's true. So when someone submits to you and they're freelance, do you are you more attracted to someone that turns in a professional picture or amateur Polaroid?
You know, that's sometimes it's really good to have a strong portfolio because it shows to me that you have a lot of ambition, that you have a lot of drive and a lot of purpose to make your fate happen for you. However, some, oftentimes Polaroid is often or candid photos are the best way to submit because it gives me an opportunity to see that Tora Diva in the submission. I want to be able to look at a girl and say, hey, you know what? She's got a great smile. The photo's not doctored. It's very natural. She it comes to her like instantly. So this is the kind of girl that I want to give an opportunity to see how she can shine. So it can go both ways. It's always good to have professional shots to show that you are determined to make your success happen. However, don't be scared if you don't have those kind of photos because oftentimes a simple Polaroid or even a snapshot from a point-and-shoot digital camera that shows a great smile can often be as powerful as a professional portfolio photo.
So when you receive submissions, do you ever receive inappropriate photographs?
You know, all the time. It's all the time. It's amazing because I think the general modeling industry puts out the wrong message oftentimes, and it sends out the wrong vibe that there are a lot of girls out there who don't realize that it's not all about sex. It's not all about it's not all about TNA.
So they don't do their research on the plus size
market.
Yeah,
you need to really research the plus size market because, you know, the plus size industry is very – it's still very conservative.
Right.
It's still very commercial because, you know, your biggest moneymaker within this industry is going to be commercial work or catalog work.
Right.
And we really want to see – what matters for us more is personality. Smile, you know, you always got to smile, not always be too sexy, but I've gotten a lot of submissions at least once a week where someone will send me either pictures that are inappropriately dressed or not dressed at all, and that can actually hurt you sometimes because it's hard to focus on who you are as a person when you're objectifying yourself in that manner.
So when you receive an inappropriate submission, do you automatically delete and they lost their chance?
No, never. Tord has always had the stance that everyone is an equal, that everyone is beautiful, and that everyone has an opportunity to excel. So oftentimes what will happen is, you know, every time I get one of those submissions, I will delete the photos, but I will always reply to the girl and let her know, hey, can you send us some clothes, some photos with clothing on. just send us something a little better. And I am perfectly, you know, okay with giving tips. I mean, I will totally give girls tips on what kind of pictures to send because
so
I really want
the nicer ones.
I try to be. Just because, you know, I want to try to educate everyone that's submitting that, you know, it's not always has to be this way.
Do you always have time to do that, though? That could be really time-consuming.
Yeah, you know, it's really time-consuming, and, yeah, I work a lot.
And all the information is available online, the do's and the don'ts.
Yes, it's all available online, especially, you know, on the sites, the Plus Model guidelines that are out there online. They're out there, and I actually share those links with the girls, you know, let them know. But, I mean, I still will take the time out to talk with each girl. I reply to 100% of all emails that come in through the modeling inbox, whether positive or negative feedback. I reply to everyone. I will open up a conversation with everyone out there because, you know, that's what's important to us. We want to know what's going on. We want to know what people are thinking so that we can help change things around.
Go ahead.
Okay, because we were like, I believe we were one of the first companies to open up modeling to girls who are outside of the traditional plus size modeling size ranges.
Yes, you know, I was one of them.
Exactly. You and I shot together. Gosh, that was a few years ago, and that was at a time when we were really taking some steps out outside of the box.
Right.
And but that's what Torrid has always been about, is stepping outside of the box and saying, hey, you know what? You are beautiful regardless, when we want to capture your beauty, and that's what we focused on. So we were like one of the first companies to take models who were outside of like size 18s, size 16s. It didn't matter to us. We were looking more for that personality.
Now, walk me through what happens once the girl submits and you are interested in having her as a model. So you call her in, and then what happens?
Well, you know what? Let's do. There's two different model searches going on right now, and the first model casting, which is the really big one, this is the big deal one, is the one for the I believe it's called House of Diva, and that's the event that just happened in stores. However, for your listeners, you know, let them know that we are still accepting submissions until July 31st for this.
Right.
Now, what they can do is go online on the Torrid site, download the application, and mail in by snail mail the application filled out and an 8x10 print.
Now, what the 8x10, would you suggest a headshot or a full body?
You know, I would suggest something that's probably going to show the girl's shape or the body. But what's more importantly, I think, is the smile, because we really want to see we want to capture and see that personality.
Because you never really do the fierce look. It's all commercial.
Yeah,
right?
not too fierce. Because the thing is, sometimes, you know, the fierce look can backfire on you. And while the Torrid Diva has a lot of attitude, she's got a lot of sass, she's always very approachable, she's always fun loving, and that's what sets her apart from that's what's going to set her apart from other girls that are out there.
Okay.
Now, for the model submission, the first step is really sending in your photo. That's always the first step. Is having the confidence to take your photograph and send it in with an application, because you never know. You're never going to know unless you try. And come on, you don't want to miss an opportunity and wonder, you think to yourself, well, I could have done that. No, you got to submit, you got to try out and mail in that application.
And it's free to submit, right?
And it's free to submit. You know,
you don't have to buy any clothing.
No purchase necessary. There's no entry fee like, you know, some model castings you'll see out there. No, it's completely free to submit, so you have nothing to lose.
Right.
The only thing you have to lose is an opportunity.
That's right.
So the first step is the girls submit their photos. In and around August 22nd, we're going to post up the applicant photos, I believe, of the top girls, the top applications. And then from there, six girls will be selected to participate in, this is Torrid's newest venture. it's really crazy. It's a reality-based series, and we're calling it House of Diva.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is an exclusive because no one else has been told. I don't think anyone else has been released this information yet.
Uh-oh,
your
the
show.
Plus Model Radio exclusive.
So this is it, Plus Model Radio exclusive.
Okay.
Now, House of Diva, this is what it's called. House of Diva is a reality television-style webisode in which a number of women will compete for the title of Torrid Diva.
Wow.
And a chance to start their career in the modeling industry and be the it girl on the Torrid storefronts.
Wow.
Yes, this is like way exciting. This is a concept that our awesome marketing team just came up with, and they're like, you know, we got to do something different. Let's, you know, because we've been doing the you know, the model search events for the past couple of years, and we're like, how could we spice it up? Let's make it more Hollywood. And what better way than to follow Hollywood's, you know, Hollywood's theme and go with a reality show?
Right. If you guys need a host, I'm available.
You know, well, you know, you're on our radar. You're always on our radar, so you don't even have to worry about that right now. So what's going to happen is the House of Diva finalists will be flown into Los Angeles, and they will be housed in a top-secret location for a weekend, with the entire weekend being filmed.
Okay, that sounds
fun. It's going to be off the hook. And essentially, I can't go into detail, but what's going to happen is the finalists will have opportunities like to meet. They'll meet industry-recognized plus-size model mentors, you know, that will coach and teach them, you know, the fashion industry survival skills and such. And they will go through a couple different challenges. So just imagine, you know, like America's Next Top Model, but for Torrid Divas.
Well, I know you're going to get a lot of people going to enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And once people figure out what this is, it's going to be insane. I can totally see this is going to be, like, so much fun.
So tell me, Is there a certain size or age range you look for when you're picking the models?
For this House of Diva, there is no restriction other than they need to be at least a dress size 12 and up. So essentially, since Torrid, you know, caters to the 12 to 26-ish mm-hmm. dress size, we need girls who are fall within that range.
Yeah, you have to be able to fit the clothing.
Exactly. As for age, for this casting, unfortunately, the girls have to be 18 years or older because they will be flying into L.A. and being housed in a house.
Okay, so I mean, over 18, but it's
over 18 only.
Is no cutoff?
There's no cutoff. Oh no, there's definitely no cutoff because we know that we've got customers who are well, you know, who are into their 30s, 40s, 50s. I mean, we see them all, and we're completely equal opportunity, so it really doesn't matter. The only restriction we have is just anyone who's really truly plus size. Because, you know, once in a while we'll have some girls who will try to come in, and they're, like, not quite plus size yet, but they're just trying to get an opportunity. But this is strictly open to girls who fit within the 12-plus dress range.
Okay, so this question is off topic. But mm-hmm. how did you get so many friends on MySpace?
I actually knew Tom in person. I actually worked for the man very briefly years ago. He was a philanthropist, a total entrepreneur. He had several businesses. And on a referral, someone introduced me to him, and I shot the packaging for one of his companies, for one of his businesses that he had. Mm-hmm. And at the time he asked me, he goes, you know, are you into online networking and such, you know, those network sites? And I said, yeah, I'm on it. I go, but the one I'm on isn't that great. It's a little slow. And he asked me, he goes, if I were to build a site that would be faster to load and was easier to use, would you sign up? And I said, yeah, I'll give it a try. So a few weeks later, he sends me an instant message. He says, hey, I built that site that I asked you about. Check it out and join. So I went ahead and signed up. It was myspace.com. Mm-hmm. It was in its beta stages. I mean, really, really just – it was very simple.
So you were there from the beginning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you and Tila Tequila there at the beginning together.
Exactly. Me and Tila Tequila, we have, you know, but, you know, her being a hot little girl, of course, she got a lot more friends than I did a lot faster. But, you know, it was very lucrative for me, and I ended up on the cover of the MySpace Records CD, which was really cool.
Oh.
And it was really cool to see my mugshot. It was like I call it my mugshot because it was a side profile picture of me holding a camera. To see that, the picture 2 feet tall on the side of Tower Records in Hollywood, West Hollywood.
Really?
When that first came out, and it was such a trip, and I didn't have a camera with me to take a picture of it, so all I've got is just the memory of it.
What?
I know. I was out there walking around with some friends, and they were like, isn't that your picture up there? And I looked, oh, my gosh, that's my picture up there. And it was really cool. But, yeah, alas, we had no way of capturing, you know, the memory.
So I know, do you get, like, a lot of messages on MySpace about modeling as well?
Yes. My MySpace has taken a life of its own, and it went from being a personal MySpace page to one being very intertwined with Torrid. And mm-hmm. we get a lot of submissions and inquiries on Torrid.com, but I get almost as many inquiries and emails and support on MySpace.
Prefer a submission be emailed directly to your email address rather than MySpace? Because I hate doing business over MySpace. I don't know why.
MySpace isn't bad, but, yeah, the best way to really approach it is via the Torrid.com website. And really the best way to do it is at models@torrid.com. And my biggest suggestion to folks is always read the submission guideline that we have on the Torrid website. And I always recommend to folks that when they're going to do something like this, if they really want to pursue it, that they keep their email address very professional.
Yes.
So when you get the ones like Booty Shaker something 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 at you know AOL.com, I mean it's cute and all. I mean I got no problem with it because it's me and I'm real laid back. But
right.
if you're going to be sending emails to other you know plus size retailers out there
right.
looking for work, it kind of you might want to change it to you know. Maybe your first name and then your last initial or your first
right.
and last name at, you know, whatever your email address is.
Just professional.
Yeah, keep it professional because if you approach it professionally, you will be treated professionally. And so that's the way I've always lived it.
Tell us your website and how we can book you.
My personal website is 8x10proofs.com. That's the number 8, the letter X, the number 10, and then proofs, proofs.com. Or you can find me on MySpace at myspace.com/, and it's long, The Real Michael Anthony. If anyone's wondering about that, they can email me directly for a story on that, because that's just too long of a story to tell. But those are the two best ways. And they can also reach me at through Torah.com via models@Torah.com if they have any questions whatsoever about the industry or about what kind of pictures they should use for their portfolios. I'm very open to giving portfolio advice. So, you know, for your listeners especially, for anyone out there, you know, just hit me up. I'm always there.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm glad we were able to connect again and get it right this time.
I know. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad I figured out how to use a phone. My goodness.
And you talked over the time again this time. We can never stay within the time.
Oh, did we? Oh, good. I'm sorry, love. I'm sorry.
But no. It's just so interesting. I just can't cut it off. So right now we're not live, but when the archive is played, we'll still be on there. So
awesome. Thank you so much.
So thanks again, and
we'll
definitely be in touch.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're always in touch. My God, we've known each other now for a few years now, 4 years.
Yes.
Oh, I love you, girl. I love you so much.
I love you, too, and thank you so much for all the work that you do with Toward the beautiful plus-size images. They're inspiring so many women everywhere.
Thank you.
So have a great night.
Okay. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
So that was Michael Anthony. We finally were able to get it together tonight, and we know that this interview was so important to you because everybody wants to be a tour model, and we definitely got the inside scoop for you tonight, and we got an exclusive that you hear it here first. So make sure you always keep it locked to Plus Model Radio, because we get the latest news before anybody else. So tune in to our next show, which is scheduled for Monday, August 4th, and we'll have more Plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected. For more information about our show, go on our website at www.plusmodelmag.com and click on the Plus Model Radio icon. And if you're interested in being a guest on the show, email us at guests@plusmodelmagazine.com to submit. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. If you enjoyed the show, send me some feedback on MySpace. I'd love to hear your thoughts. So until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed. Just to be you.